Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. New York City jazz musician Chris Dingman is receiving some serious praise for his debut album as composer and band leader. But unlike many jazz leaders, Chris doesn't play one of the alpha instruments. No saxophone, no trumpet, no piano. He plays the vibraphone, that pedaled powerhouse of the percussion family. We'll talk to Chris Dingman about the album in a moment, but first, he and his band are going to play live for us. Here's Chris Dingman and his band, Waking Dreams, with a tune called Manhattan Bridge from their album, also called Waking Dreams, live on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
Well, the Manhattan Bridge never sounded so good. Manhattan Bridge is the name of that tune from Chris Dingman, who played the vibraphone and leads his band called Waking Dreams in this live performance in the Soundcheck studio. Chris, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having us, John.
Let me introduce the rest of the gang here. Lauren Stillman on saxophone, Roman Collin playing our piano, Ike Sturm playing the bass, Jared Schoenig playing our drum kit, and you, Chris, playing the vibes, which, I mean, you know, the list of jazz leaders, band leaders who were vibes players is pretty small. You know, Lionel Hampton puts the instrument out there, and a couple of decades later, Gary Burton comes along and introduces the four mallet technique. Mm-hmm. A couple of decades later, you come along and what, I mean, are you trying to move the instrument forward again somehow?
Well, there are a few more stops along that
route.
Yeah,
I know.
Milt Jackson being a big favorite of mine, and mm-hmm. Bobby Hutcherson as well. And of course, you know, in the modern day, there's a good handful, but it definitely is in the minority of band leaders. I am trying to create a different type of sound with the vibes. I'm very inspired by what's come before me. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of possibilities I see with the instrument and of sound and texture, both in composition and on its own.
So, I mean, compositionally, you know, that's you play the vibes, okay? You could be playing anything. If you're a composer, you can, you know, compose for any number of instruments. But speaking about the instrument itself, you've got mallets, you've got keys. Is it the motor that gives you the possibility of really playing with the sound, or are there other aspects of the instrument that most of us don't know about that are still untapped?
There are mysteries that we like to keep secret.
Yeah.
We actually, the motor can be at different speeds, but I do explore that a little bit. But for people who don't know how it works, there's a pedal that's like a sustain pedal on a piano, and that's how we sustain the notes on the instrument. Mm-hmm. And you could use the pedal in a lot of different ways. And so I'll create kind of a sustained sound, playing a bunch of notes, and then I'll sustain the sound a bit, mm-hmm. which can be a nice effect.
And in that piece, there were also moments where you were sustaining sounds, and then you would sort of mute a key as you struck it by keeping the head of the mallets, you know, just for a second on the key.
Yeah, yeah, or a mallet dampening technique.
Right, it's almost like a muted trumpet kind of effect.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, now I know what you're talking about. yeah, I did that a little bit. There's different, and a lot of the people who have come before me have explored those too, but everyone uses them your own way, and mm-hmm. and I'm just trying to, you know, get out my message my own particular way, I guess.
Well, the album's called Waking Dreams, and it seems at least in part to have some inspiration in non-Western maybe music or thought or what have you. There's one track that's named after an Indian city. I mean, have you gone there? Have you studied that music?
True, yes, I have. Vijayanagara is an ancient Indian capital that's now in ruin that I visited 10 years ago when I was there studying South Indian music and singing and language. And it was a big inspiration being there and seeing the place, and also it was at a time that was really formative in my development as a musician. So that's what that is about. And yes, I've drawn a lot from different musics.
All right, so now we get away from Chris Dingman, the vibes player, into Chris Dingman, the composer. I mean, you know, South Indian rhythms are built differently from Western rhythms. What has that done for your kind of compositional approach?
I guess it scrambled my mind a little bit, but I think I try to compose a rhythmic structure that has a unique character, and it probably does stem back a bit from studying South Indian rhythms that are, there's so many different compositions on the murdungam that I was studying. That,
mm-hmm. The murdungam is the barrel-shaped drum.
Yes, yeah.
And so you were playing that. It's
yeah.
a notoriously difficult instrument. Did you find that to be
yeah.
the case?
Yeah, it was tricky. I have a lot of respect for that tradition. I decided I would need to stick with the vibes.
and so you have. And the band, the Waking Dreams Band, with Chris Stingman playing tonight at the Brooklyn Lyceum with the Keith Whitty Quintet. And then Chris is playing again on Saturday, October 8th at Roulette in Brooklyn with Anthony Braxton's Trillium J. But you've got the band here. Shall we hear another tune? You want to do Zenaita for us?
Sure, yeah. This one is for my girlfriend, Zenaita. You might be able to hear her name in there.
In the piece?
Yeah.
Okay, let's listen. Zenaita is the name of the song. It's Chris Stingman and the Waking Dreams Band with a live performance in the Soundcheck studio. Thank you. Once again, vibes player and composer Chris Dingman and the Waking Dreams Band in a live performance in the Soundcheck Studios. Zanetta is the name of the tune. So it's that three-note da-da-da.
Indeed.
All right, that's Zanetta. And once again, Chris Dingman and the Waking Dreams Band. Now, you guys are all, as a band, playing October 19th at the Cornelia Street Bakery. But, Chris, you still do a Cornelia Street Cafe.
Cafe,
sorry. But, Chris, you still do a lot of side work. I mentioned the Anthony Braxton gig on the 8th and tonight at the Lyceum with Keith Whitty's quintet. Mm-hmm. There's a New York Times article about Anthony Braxton where it talks about him as kind of like a mentor to basically your generation of musicians. Is he that figure for you, one of them?
He is, yeah, because I actually got to study with Braxton at Wesleyan, and it was very formative in my view of the history, because he takes such a huge look at everything. It's very universal and really inspiring, and the man is so positive. Mm. And it's wonderful to be around him.
So you get to play with him on Saturday night at Roulette in Brooklyn. Tonight with Keith Whitty at the Brooklyn Lyceum. And again, October 19th at Cornelia Street Cafe with this band, the Waking Dreams Band. The album Waking Dreams, Chris Dingman's debut, is out now. Chris, congratulations on all the great reviews and thanks for playing for us today.
Thanks so much, John. Great to be here.
That's going to do it for the show today. We were saddened on Soundcheck to learn today of the death of the British guitarist Bert Jansch. Not maybe so well known here on this side of the Atlantic, but if you've heard of Jimmy Page or Neil Young or Paul Simon, then you have heard echoes of the playing of Bert Jansch. They were all heavily influenced by him. He was a member of the band Pentangle, had a long solo career, and died early today after a long battle with lung cancer. He performed here in our Soundcheck studio on December 12th of 2010, and you can find that interview and set of performances on the Soundcheck page, wnyc.org/soundcheck. One of the tunes he performed for us that day, a beautiful version of the British folk song Black Waterside. And on our next Soundcheck, Thomas Dolby returns. Pop's Mad Scientist joins us with a new record called A Map of the Floating City and a live performance from the New York collective known as Spottiswood and His Enemies. That's tomorrow. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn with Brett Jaspers. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer, and we had help today from Margaret Bresnahan. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.
Through the far parts of the night, we lay in a sport and play till this young man arose.